Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm smiling because I just remembered that I got a new pair of glasses, and they're progressive glasses, so I will no longer have to do this. Because I'm a teacher in the White Plum lineage, I'm on the White Plum email list, and there's all sorts of conversations that take place. It's a way of keeping people in the lineage connected. And in our lineage, there's this Australian Zen teacher named Patrick Eastman. And literally every day, he sends out either his own words or usually a quote from somebody. My relationship to this changes through time. Recently, I found myself, I was going down the list and I saw this and I said, oh no, not another quote. You know, how about a day of silence? But I realized that the truth of it was that a lot of the quotes that he passed on were really very clear, very direct, they're quite beautiful. And the most recent one was regarding being open. So this past Thursday, he shared the following passage from Blazing Wakefulness by Reginald Ray. And this is the quote. Dharma is not about credentials. It is not about how many practices you've done or how peaceful you can make your mind. It's not about being in a community where you feel safe or enjoy the cachet of being Buddhist. It's not even about accumulating teachings, empowerments, or spiritual accomplishments. It is about how naked you're willing to be with your own life, how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor and live as a completely exposed and open human person. I find this quote stunningly beautiful and actually complete as it is. So much so that initially I thought about just reading it and returning to my seat, saying nothing more. But because I'm so moved by the truth of these words, I need to say a little something, just to express the joy that they stir up. So this is for me. The type of openness that Reginald is describing is absolutely safe because it's not identified with a me, with a self. Being unburdened from the weight of maintaining a specific mask, a certain public face, is really quite joyous. Anxiety, tension, fear, and defensiveness are gone. There is just a grand openness that connects us to the present, to this wonderfully incomprehensible present. As we open, we become more fully alive, joining the dance of life. Now, openness has no location. It seems to be everywhere, having room for anything. There can be thought or no thought. There can be feeling or no feeling. There can be sounds and there can be silence. Nothing disturbs openness. Joseph Campbell said, "We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that's waiting for us." And I think in that quote, he's talking about being open.